From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Zimbabwe's president refuses to resign. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe faces the possibility of impeachment after a deadline today went by. In a televised address Sunday, the 93-year-old Mr. Mugabe made no mention of resignation, even after his ruling ZANU-PF party removed him as party leader following last week's military takeover. He announced his intention to preside over a party meeting next month.
I will preside over its processes, which must not be prepossessed by any acts calculated to undermine it or to compromise the outcomes in the eyes of the public.
Mr. Mugabe, who has led the country since 1980, insisted the events of the past week were not a challenge to his authority. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti said there are only two ways he can be removed.
There has to be formal processes, either his own resignation or any impeachment.
Zimbabwe's influential War Veterans Association says the military should step back and let the people and politics remove the longtime president. Argentina's Navy says efforts to locate a submarine missing since last week have been stepped up by a multinational team in the South Atlantic Ocean. A naval spokesman said Monday the search effort has been tripled, with ships and aircraft from at least seven countries looking for the submarine that has been missing since last Wednesday. He revealed the submarine reported an undisclosed mechanical breakdown. In the meantime, the Navy said seven signals detected Saturday were not attempted distress calls from the submarine, as had been previously hoped. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel vowed early Monday to maintain stability and pursue coalition talks after the pro-business Free Democrats pulled out of those talks on forming a new government, raising the specter of another round of elections. Ms. Merkel acknowledged her Christian Democrats and their coalition partners were unable to conclude the talks successfully. She will inform the German president and determine the next step. The key sticking points appear to be migration and climate change. Envoys from the United States and China recently traveled to the Korean Peninsula just days after President Trump wrapped up his first trip to the region. The visits, particularly the journey of a Chinese envoy to North Korea, which Mr. Trump has called a big move, has raised expectations that efforts toward a diplomatic solution may be gaining some traction. Song Tao, a special envoy of Chinese President Xi Jinping, met in Pyongyang with senior North Korean officials on Saturday. According to North Korea's state media, the two exchanged views about issues of mutual concern on the situation on the Korean Peninsula and region, as well as bilateral relations. So far, the Chinese officials have been tight-lipped about the trip. Around 100 of Catalonia's firefighters, shouting freedom for political prisoners, gathered today in Barcelona to protest against Article 155. Now, that's the article that allowed the Spanish government to apply direct rule on the northeastern region and also to call for the release of the imprisoned separatist activists Jordi Sanchez and Jordi Cuixart and former members of the Catalan government. Raquel Santiago was one of the protesting firefighters.
Among them, four firefighters have been called to declare, and they've been accused calling for violence when we were exactly doing the opposite.
The firefighters used their yellow and black helmets to form the shape of a huge yellow ribbon on the ground. In Kenya,
as a consequence, the presidential election of the 26th October is hereby upheld.
Kenya's Supreme Court President David Malaga, after the Kenyan's highest judicial body, denied two challenges to the outcome of last month's election. As a result, the victory for Uhuru Kenyatta has been confirmed. Kenyatta's lawyer is Ahmed Nasir Abdullahi.
They should have given this judgment on 1st of September, as we say. Yes. But I think it's good for the country now that this face... will come to an end, and the agitation, the tension about the election, and all this now is over.
This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.